It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Mike, you were showing me a website before the show about a school in which sixth graders learn through video games.
Pretty much, yes.
And I love video games.
Yes.
I grew up with them. I still play them to this day.
Yes.
But education through video games?
See, what it is these aren't video games like, you know, I don't know, Doom, right? You know, or that kind of thing.
You can learn a lot from Doom or combat training, but
it is so important to know how to battle demons from hell that spawn on Mars.
You know, it's a skill that is not often called upon, but when it is, you'll be glad you have it.
You know, this reminds me somehow of getting into the video game thing. The Grand Theft Auto parody commercial, the Maibatsu monstrosity, as their joke SUV that came out, where they pointed out, you know, you probably will never need to drive through an Arctic tundra, but, you know, avoiding yetis at every turn. But it's nice to know that you can.
It is, you know?
Yeah. So
keeps you warm and snuggly at night.
Exactly. So
and women love it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
They
exactly.
Do. They do.
You know, you probably will never have to drive across the ocean. Probably only more a few puddles. But, you know, it's nice to know that with the MyBots monstrosity. But anyways, getting back to the school. Yeah. No. The school is, I believe, called Quest to Learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new school. I mean, they're going to open this fall. It's in New York, New York.
Of course it's in New York.
Yes.
You can only find these schools in New York.
Yes.
You would never find these schools in Kentucky.
No.
You'd never find these schools in Montana.
No.
You wouldn't even find these schools in California.
Probably not.
But New York, of course.
Yes.
Because they just have to do things very, very backwards.
So, yes. So, right. So, no, but the idea is, in any ways, these are not video games, again, like Doom or, you know, or those kinds of things. What they are video games that are designed to expressly to teach. So they have something, I think we were just reading through it super quick, called like Enigma. Or something like
some
that.
Some geometry type game.
Yeah, which is a thing where you have to get through a maze by refracting light or something.
Refracting light?
Yes.
That's a big word.
Thank you.
Wait, that's a big word to teach like sixth graders. I don't even know what that means.
I mean, that might be for the higher level. You know, I mean, the idea is it's going to be a 6th through 12th grade school.
What's refracting?
It's when a light like goes through a... forget exactly what. See, I don't know. I would have known it better if I had done it through video games.
I mean, I've never heard of this word.
Hey, science people, email us. Let us know
what refracting means.
We'll talk
please.
About it on the next podcast.
Please do.
But anyways,
educate us.
Yeah, but there's something about that. But anyways, you know, then they have like they'll teach history by creating like role playing games where you go back in time.
I like that.
And I actually, you know, there were these games when I was a little kid. Growing up, where they had things like that. It was like Professor Pepper or something like that, like goes through time or whatever, and you would like go to...
Well, you remember Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
You ever play those games?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for those who don't know, Carmen Sandiego was a history game for our kids like Mike and I growing up on the old Apple computer.
Oh, my God.
And which, you know, you were chasing criminals,
right.
And you needed, in order to...
That game was awesome because they would like steal the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, like steal these random major historical landmarks.
How do you do that?
And the only way you can catch them is if you were able to follow the clues, and you can only follow the clues if you knew your history. The clues would tell you, okay, they're in Paris,
right.
They're in Rome, they're in California, what have you. And they had variations. Where in the world is Carmen
mm-hmm.
San Diego? Where in the USA?
Right.
Where in time? And
right.
I remember actually, where in the world was actually easier than where in the USA?
Yeah.
Which was kind of odd
sad.
To me.
Yeah, I know.
It really was, but
there you go.
And then there was Oregon Trail.
Yes.
Talking about, you know, the pioneers who went through the Oregon Trail.
So many kids learned about dysentery from the Oregon
Trail.
Yes. That was...
I still play that to this day.
Yeah.
And everybody on my, in my wagon breaks their arms and dies of typhoid.
It's horrible. But that's the way it was.
It was.
Apparently. It was also apparently pixelated.
Yes.
But anyway, no.
And you shot buffaloes. Kind of, I got to share this story. In Oregon Trail, a buddy of mine and I, we started where like we would hit the trail in the dead of winter, where it's like snowing, and we would always like rest for 9 days whenever something happened,
right.
You know, Josh got a cut in his finger, and we'd stop, and we hunted all of the big game early, so that the time winter came, all there was left was like squirrels and rabbits.
Right.
And we would shoot like the squirrels and rabbits that which were very hard to catch.
Yes.
They were very fast.
Yes.
And I think we got to one guy left. We actually survived. We actually got all the way living on rabbits and squirrels.
That's
and
you know.
When you killed a rabbit, it was like Thanksgiving because that was 2 pounds of food instead of one that the squirrel gave you. I just want to share that.
Food rationing. Excellent. this is good. This is good stuff. So it seems like a really cool school. I mean, it seems like, you know, the Quest to Learn thing is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll see how it goes.
We will see how it goes.
But, yeah, we'll be good.
Would you enroll your kid, your future little Michael Feldman Jr.'s in the third when you...
Yeah. Well, it depends who they are. You know, I mean, honestly, I mean, I if they were, like, into sports, you know, and into that kind of stuff, probably not.
Right.
You know, but
it's more of a science school.
Yeah, well, I think it's more of a science school, but I think it's also for a kid. You know, it's... You know, last week we were talking about kids growing up, or was it last week? I think it was last week. Talking about kids who were growing up in the online world,
right,
all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's the thing about this, is that this is really a school designed for kids like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, who really have never, who have never not known about the internet.
Right.
You know, who've always, and so, you know, are used to working on computers, who are used to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably would. I mean, I think it would be fun, you know, but it has to develop a reputation. You know, we have to see what it's like. So.
Here's what worries me about kids growing up in the online realm.
Mm-hmm.
When I eventually become a parent, I'm going to have to deal with the fact that these kids have, like, cell phones at age 10. They're working on laptops at age 4. It's weird because it's to this day, it's very strange for me to kind of see them, you know, using these tools at such a young age when I just wasn't.
Absolutely. And, you know, and kids, too, just go overboard. I mean, did you see that thing a couple weeks ago, that thing about the girl,
the $5,000 bill, because she was like texting every like 3 minutes,
and the dad hammered her phone. Right. That's so awesome.
And her grades went down to F's. I mean, that's a reality.
Yeah, absolutely.
The moral of the story: don't have daughters.
What if you have a daughter?
Oh God!
Oh no!
I'm getting old. See, you're right. I am old. I am lame.
You're old.
I'm starting to think about these things.
That's not lame. That's wonderful, Nevin. Come on, kids are not lame. Kids, Nevin. Kids are not.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay.
What happened to my youth?
Kids, only you can answer that now.
I don't know.
Only you.
What happened?
Kids, no, but kids are wonderful things. Have you thought about, like, baby names at all? Or kid names?
I can't even stomach the thought of
kids.
No,
you know what's interesting about Nevin Jr.?
Yeah.
Ramona, my fiance, actually told me not too long ago that she was okay with that, which really surprised me because, you know, she's going to keep her last name. So
okay.
it was sort of strange to me that in one breath she'll keep her last name after we're married, but in another breath she's okay with naming our son, if we have one, Nevin Jr. And honestly, I don't like the idea. I don't want to name my son Nevin.
Yeah.
It's hard growing up as a Nevin.
Yeah,
No one knows how to say it, spell it, speak it.
Well,
you know, so I want my kid to have a normal name.
As long as you don't name your kid Kenesha or like Laquanda.
Oh, gosh, I think it's just stupid.
Even though, you know what, in the interest of fairness, one of my best friends at work is named Kenesha. She's great, so never mind. I apologize.
So we'll scratch Kenesha off.
Scratch Kenesha, but like Laquanda maybe?
Yeah, very weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, and don't name your kid after a car. Please, like a Mercedes,
that's just not creative.
No,
not at all.
No.
Well, we always encourage letters from.
How did we get there?
I have no idea how we even got on that topic.
Man.
We always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com, or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. This week's letter comes from Cynthia in Alabama.
Alabama.
Cynthia.
We were like just putting down like Kentucky and Montana.
Right.
And we get a letter from Alabama.
No, we weren't putting down Kentucky.
Yes, we weren't putting them down.
We were talking them up, which is rare for
us.
That's
true.
You know, we were putting down New
York.
Let's
take an Alabama letter.
Alabama.
Let's go.
And Cynthia was talking about our recent podcast. We were talking about gray hair.
Yep.
And Cynthia writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, gray hair is beautiful. When a person, a man or a woman, gets gray hair, they should flaunt it, embrace it, because it's a sign of maturity, wisdom, in essence, the experience of their years. So for those who have gray hair, don't hide it, relish in it." And that's from Cynthia in Alabama.
That was a long
letter. Very eloquent.
Yeah.
Very deep. So I'm going to assume, obviously, Cynthia has gray hair, first of all. And
maybe.
And you grew up in a household where the gray hair is flowing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So I would think that this letter from Cynthia maybe struck a chord in you.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. I'll say this much. I'm just going to be
sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I agree. I'll say. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that drop.
And just in case you guys weren't clear, I concur with what Cynthia was saying.
I agree with Cynthia. If the gray hair is on a man, I'm just gonna say it. I'll just be honest. I think gray hair looks better on a man than it does on a woman.
Yeah.
And I think the majority of women agree. I think the majority of women do not want gray hair and understand that men will have gray hair that looks more distinguished on a man. So, and we've hammered this point a million times. I just don't think gray hair looks good on a woman.
You know, what's interesting about that is that, I mean, I think you're right, actually, but I'm thinking about that. It's like, men, you know, us men, sadly, you know, we tend to die earlier than women. I think we tend to start looking older earlier, you know, kind of looking more haggard. So I think gray
hair. Because of women.
Well, yeah. But I think gray hair.
Wait, one more time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I think gray hair on men, it, you know, because we get older faster and we start to, you know, just look, and we don't wear makeup,
right?
You know, all that stuff. I mean, it kind of just looks more natural,
right?
In a way.
It does.
Whereas for a woman, it's like, whoa, wait, what?
You got old overnight.
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of funny. It's like when a man gets gray hair, you're right. It's like distinguished.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman gets gray hair, it means old.
Right. Exactly.
Different. It's different.
So Cynthia, while we appreciate your letter and the wisdom of your years, invest and die. I mean, here's the thing. I believe this is what I think, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
If Cynthia just as an experiment,
yes,
dyes her hair, yes, she'll never go back. Ever. She will look at herself and think, oh my God, I look 20 years younger.
You
and
know,
she will never go back to gray ever again.
Cynthia, write us if you do it.
Let us know. Let us know. We want to hear from you.
And in case that wasn't clear, let us know.
Let us know. Well, that is going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. It's Things That Matter.